I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest here on Juno Afternoon is Eileen Hosey, here from Southeast Senior Services, a division of Catholic Community Service. Hi, Eileen.
Hi there, Shelley.
Good to have you back on the show. Remind me, or remind our listeners, tell me a little bit about what you do at Southeast Senior Services.
Well, I wear a couple of different hats. I'm mainly a case manager at Southeast Senior Services, but I'm also a wellness coordinator for the health promotion disease prevention program we have called mainly a Tai Chi for seniors to improve your balance, to reduce the risk of falls, for strength, conditioning, coordination, and flexibility. One of the greatest risks for seniors, for risk of accidental death, is falling. And Tai Chi is an evidence-based effective program to reduce the risk of falling significantly for seniors. So for several years, we have been promoting and sponsoring through a grant from the state of Alaska, free Tai Chi classes. We've offered them different times, different days, different levels. And so I have one coming up that starts this next week. It's a great spring project.
Excellent. Yeah. The next class starts on April 13th, 2021. So let's back up a little bit. Why are falls so detrimental to some of the older members of our community?
Well, I think mainly because their bones are more brittle. And as we age, often we lose calcium in our bones. You know, you hear about women with osteopenia or osteoporosis, but men get it too. And in the course of one's life, there's a lot of wear and tear on our joints. And if we're not out there, if we're being sedentary, if we're sitting in those luscious recliner chairs, we're not out getting strengthened. And the evidence-based studies show just walking is a great way to keep in shape. It keeps the tendons and the muscles strong and firmly connected, and it helps with your perspective, your depth perception, and your core body strength. And Tai Chi is 4,000 years old or so, and that's one of the wonderful byproducts of Tai Chi is core body strength and flexibility and a greater awareness. And sometimes for older people, they have our vision is less acute, and we do these crazy things like leave magazines by the side of our chair, and we get up and we slip on a magazine. We can slip on little throw rugs. There are a variety of factors that sometimes are the cause of falls. And the evidence shows once someone has fallen, the chances of them falling again are much higher. And so it's important to understand the many things that one can do in their house to make it safer, and then what you can do just to make your body stronger and more agile.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only speaking for myself. I know that there's a lot of times when I almost fall, but I catch myself, and I maybe attribute that to that extra little bit of core work I did at the gym, or, well, actually at home these days. And so maybe a little bit of Tai Chi can go a long way if someone is able to catch themselves before they hit the ground.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And then, of course, you know, once you've fallen, and if you can't get up, man, that's a tough situation for people. Let me see. In some of the numbers there, most falls will result in, if a fall results in a broken hip, for instance, which is quite common. 40% of the people who go to the hospital with a broken hip are not able to return to independent living. And that's one of the things that we at Southeast Senior Services work hard for, is to help seniors stay independent in their own homes as long as possible, because we know living at home is usually the best thing for us. So we want to avoid the possibility of that fall, number one, making you more prone to another fall, and number two, breaking a hip. Now, more women fall than men, but men have more serious injuries, partially because they do things like climb ladders, get on roofs. So you have to be careful about that. So Tai Chi offers core body strength, improved balance, and reduced risk of falls. And it has another quality of it's a meditative process at the same time. So one, you know, in these tempestuous COVID times, getting a little tranquility in our life is probably a good thing. And they're easy to do. They're fun to do. The instructor leads you from your very first step, and you will learn a series of coordinated movements. And as the class progresses, you become more and more proficient. And when the class is over, you can continue to do Tai Chi at home, and you can get in touch with me. And we have a lending library of DVDs for Tai Chi classes too, so you can continue. And many of our Tai Chi graduates continue on, and they borrow the DVDs until this becomes an established part of their routine. And so we've had hundreds of seniors in Juneau take our class and come back and take them again and again. And we love that.
Oh, I think it sounds just lovely, especially the mindfulness aspect of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Before we run out of time here, you better let us know when that class is starting and how we can participate. And is it in person?
No, it is a Zoom class.
Okay.
Now, we started doing this last September, and it has been immensely popular.
Great.
And it's going to start next Tuesday, April 13th. It's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays for 8 weeks, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we have a certified Zoom instructor, the wonderful Jocelyn Ferrer, who is an extremely popular teacher. And you do need to register, and you need to give me a call, Eileen Hosey, at 463-6113, or you can drop me an email to Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Hosey, H-O-S-E-Y, at ccsjuno.org. And then I'll send you out the packet. You send it back to me, and then we'll get you the Zoom link, and away you go.
Well, thanks so much, Eileen. We got to say goodbye for now, but I've got all that info right here. In case anybody didn't catch it, they can contact us here at Juneau Afternoon. Thanks so much, Eileen.
Thank you, Shelley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.